Had Garrett Hobart lived, Theodore Roosevelt might never have become president. But McKinley's first vice president did conveniently die in office, and McKinley did, against Mark Hanna's advice, allow the 1900 Republican convention to choose Roosevelt as his new running mate. When McKinley was shot a year later, Hanna exploded. "Now look," the campaign manager shouted, "that damn cowboy is president of the United States." Of course, Roosevelt was much more than just a cowboy. In addition to the 2 years he spent ranching in the Dakotas, he'd been a state legislator, civil service commissioner, New York City police commissioner, assistant secretary of the Navy, and governor of New York State. He'd also become nationally famous for leading the Rough Riders up San Juan Hill during the recent Spanish-American War. Roosevelt later recalled that day as the greatest of his life. "I killed the Spaniard with my own hand like a jackrabbit," he wrote home. "Oh, but we had a bully fight." As president, Roosevelt was equally exuberant. "I have a very definite philosophy about the presidency," he wrote in 1908. "I think it should be a very powerful office, and I think the president should be a very strong man who uses without hesitation every power that the position yields." From the day he took office, the youthful Roosevelt pursued a highly activist vision of what presidential leadership could be. He used the bully pulpit to bring the nation's largest corporations to heel, took Panama from the Colombians so that he could build a canal, and even invited Booker T. Washington to the White House for dinner. Above all, Roosevelt was a great believer in centralized authority, particularly when he was the authority. For example, after instigating a revolution in Panama, he delivered to his cabinet a detailed analysis of why the United States was legally entitled to seize the canal zone. When he was through, he asked whether he had sufficiently clarified his actions. "You certainly have," his Secretary of War chuckled. "You have shown that you were accused of seduction, and you have conclusively proved that you were guilty of rape."